Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply. I feel like we've all been taught to be scared of the sun, avoid it, reapply constantly, cover up immediately. But recently, I started questioning that. The sun actually plays a role in things like your mood, sleep, and hormones. So I'm not avoiding it anymore. I'm just more intentional about what I put on my skin when I'm in it. A lot of conventional SPFs are filled with things like hormone-disrupting chemicals, seed oils, and synthetic ingredients, so I started looking for something simpler. That's what led me to Primally Pure's SPF. It's super minimal, only 9 ingredients, using non-nano zinc, plus really nourishing things like tallow and mango butter. I've been using their sun cream, and it honestly feels more like skincare than sunscreen. Lightweight, not chalky, and just easy to wear. So if you've been rethinking your sunscreen, Primally Pure is one of the best places to start.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It was a busy weekend. But somewhere along the line, I read the story of Abdul Carter asking for another number. I mean, I don't know why he's... Look, at least this one, if you haven't heard, obviously last week, Abdul Carter reached out to Lawrence Taylor and asked Lawrence Taylor for his number 56. And to which Lawrence Taylor rightfully said no. And that, you know, you should go about building your own legacy with your own number. Which is 100% right. And listen, a lot of people flipped out. I don't know if I say I flipped out. I strongly disagreed and was just absolutely flabbergasted that Abdul Carter would ask one of the greatest, if not the greatest, in my opinion, the greatest defensive player to ever play the game. It's not just that. He doesn't just happen to be, you know, some old-time giant who happened to have his number retired, much like Ray Flaherty last year with Malik Nabers. And, I mean, it could not be coming more to fruition about the idea of slippery slopes and guys asking for numbers retired. So Ray Flaherty made sense, right? Hadn't worn number one in forever, 1935 or whatever, and you got to learn about him because nobody knew who he was. So bringing his number out of retirement and giving it to the new young star, superstar wide receiver makes sense because, hey, the Flaherty family, everyone gets to know about their dad, their granddad, their whatever again. But now when you're asking for Lawrence Taylor's number, that makes no freaking sense. And now he's asked for Phil Sims. A couple things I want to give him somewhat the benefit of the doubt and still at the same time go, what the hell is this guy thinking? One, it's his actual number that he wore at Penn State. So at least it's not some just random, let me just pick the greatest defensive player of all time for the franchise and overall in the NFL and see if he wants to give me his number. At least 11 is his. But, and he did watch a video, I suppose, of Phil Sims on a podcast being asked about giving Jackson Dart his number. And Phil did say, oh, I don't care. I'd give him my number, and maybe he could do something with it and make it better than it's been or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I do, on those two fronts, one, it's at least his actual number that he's worn in college and may be important to him, where you can't tell me 56 was important to him. He just wanted to be the next LT. At least 50, at least 11 is a significant number for him. He wore it at Penn State. And two, he did see a video of Phil Simms being agreeable. But obviously, he asked Phil Simms for the number 11. Apparently, Phil is agreeable and willing to do it. But he asked his family because it's sort of their legacy, too, I suppose, as well. And his family vetoed him and does not want to give the number away. So he said no. To which Abdul Carter tweeted out, and I'm paraphrasing, at this point, I'm just going to be out there with my last name and no number. Ha, ha, ha. Just kidding. It's all love. I'll see you. I just want to play football. Well, do you? Now, look, I'm not knocking how much he wants to play football. I don't think this is some sort of telltale sign about the idea that he cares more about the optics or any other weird conclusion you want to come up with on what this means. But what I will tell you is this, and what bothers me the most about it is this. You should not make the same mistake twice. And you certainly shouldn't make it within a week. This just went poorly for you. Everybody killed you. I just watched a clip of Gronkowski killing him. Like Gronk. If Gronk is killing you for doing something foolish, you have a problem. Everybody is killing the kid for doing it. For asking for LT's number. Nobody seems to be cool with it. Nobody seems to applaud him for it. He is getting universally panned. Plus, the response that LT gave him should have got through to him. Like, yes, I do want to build my own legacy. So the idea that a week later, that he's out there doing it again. Now, again, it's his actual number. Phil Simms did say it publicly that he would be open to it. So I get it. But if that would have happened first, I would have felt better about it. If out of nowhere, Phil Simms does a thing and says, I'd be willing to give up number 11 for him. If someone just said, hey, you know, this young superstar, they did it last year, Malik Nabers. This young superstar is entering the NFL. His number is 11. Would you be, you know, he's the third pick in the draft. Many people think he's the best player in the draft. And while he's not a quarterback, he does wear number 11. Would you consider, you know, they did it last year with the Giants. Would you consider giving up your number? If he saw that and Phil Simms said yes, and that kind of, you know, naturally happened, and he asked for his own number after Phil Simms said yes, I'd be less annoyed than I was when he asked LT for his number 56 out of nowhere. And I'd be less annoyed than I am now after it already failed once. Why go back to this well? Are you just going to go through all the retired numbers and see which one you like and keep asking families until someone says yes? Just pick a number that's available and make it your own. I just don't, and again, it's the same mistake within a week.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
And you're coming off, and I'm not saying he is because, hey, he's a kid, and all he's not hurting anybody. He's asking for a number. It's not the end of the world. But there are people, and it's going to come off as if you're, I don't know, selfish, self-absorbed, overconfident, out of touch. Like, that's like you haven't played a snap in the NFL and you're asking for the greatest defensive player's number. And then when that was told, no, he said, oh, I'll ask for 11. Who cares about Simms? Like, it's just stop. Please stop. And again, He's not hurting anybody. I don't think he's going to be anything else but tremendous for the New York Giants. I'm excited he's on the team. I'm still so pumped up about the way the draft was handled. I think the Giants had a great draft. That's what I was talking about at the entire time at the wedding. There's a lot of young kids there. My cousin's, you know, and I guess she's got to be 30. Yeah, 31, something like that. So, but there was a lot of young kids from family, friends, and everything. And what do you think of the NFL draft? They're asking me all kinds of sports questions, as typically happens. And so we were talking about the NFL draft a lot on Friday night. I'm thrilled with the Giants draft. Thrilled. And I can't wait to get Abdul Carter chasing down the quarterback. I think he's going to be a great player. But man, oh man, why would you do it twice? Just let it. I know Phil Simms said okay. Let it. Leave it alone. Because even if you got the number, people would still be like, "Oh my God, he's asking for another retired number." And then, honestly, this is why you don't do it. As much as I appreciate the Flaherty family saying yes, and as much as I appreciate Malik Nabers, you know, asking and getting told yes, and bringing to light some of the stories or just whatever about Ray Flaherty, just acknowledging him. And, you know, hearing stories about he was behind the sneaker change that led them to a game-winning drive or whatever that story was, and some sort of ice bowl or something. Great. But it opens up the door for everybody to think these numbers are available. I don't understand it. Retired numbers are retired. That's the purpose of them. And please don't tell me, oh, we're running out of numbers. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I know the Yankees could be running out of numbers. The Giants aren't running out of numbers, okay? There's plenty of numbers. And I'll never understand this. I don't know why, what we think of, like, because we say this a lot to the Yankees. Like, numbers are numbers. There's no such thing as a sexy number. There's no such thing as a nice number and an ugly number and a bad number. They're numbers. Why so many people think that, you know, oh, Volpe can't wear 77. Why can he? What's wrong with 77? 99 looks just fine on Aaron Judge, on Wayne Gretzky. Why is 99 okay, but 77's not? Or 88? Or any other number that a base... Oh, that's not a real number. Oh, good. They moved. He moved it to 11. Okay. Oh, he moved it to 24. Great. Yeah, that's a real number. Why? What's a real number and a fake number? I don't understand it. Because we're typically accustomed to numbers representing a certain thing. So what? It's better than asking and being told no twice to wear somebody else's number. Go get a 3-digit number. That'll really make it unique. Go be 111. I don't know. It's not worth yelling about. It's not that big a deal. But I don't like that he... Don't make the same mistake twice. And he did it within a week. And he got rebuked, even though he thought that he pretty much was told that Simms is going to say yes. That's really the main argument against it, and the main reason I'll give him somewhat of slack on this, is that he literally watched Phil Simms say, "I'd do it." But just, I don't know. Asking for LT and then asking for Simms. Like, who's next? You want to wear 10? Call up Tiki. He can't stop you from wearing 21. Field goal kickers are wearing it.